And that brings me to this point this morning. I'd like to pray. And I'd like to pray for all of us that we can receive the goodness of Yahweh. Our Father, most gracious and heavenly, our Father Yahweh, we thank you for all your many blessings that we receive in our lives. When we go through good times or bad times, Father, we just know that life will always be good if you are our Father and Yeshua is our friend and our brother and our kinsman redeemer. Our lives are based, Father, I know, on truth, and your word is truth that's been spoken by your Son, Yeshua. We know that your word is truth. Why do we diminish your word? Why do we try to change it to make it fit our lives? Why can't we change our lives to fit it, Father? Why do we corrupt everything that you want to bring perfect to us out of the heavens? Oh, Father, forgive us so much. We have so much to be forgiven. And if we have anything against a brother or anything against anyone, may we remember to forgive each other and to love each other as you have commanded us through your Son, Yeshua. And Father, as we come before you this great, beautiful first day of the week, we have come before you recognizing that you are the Father, the Most High, the Almighty, creator of all things through your Son, Yeshua HaMashiach, and by him you have created all these things that are so beautiful. But yet man in his old evil ways has corrupted the body, has corrupted the earth by his foul deeds and his evil wickedness, because from his birth he has been born with a corrupt seed, the seed of man and not the seed of heaven. The seed of heaven was given to Mary, and through that seed the greatest and most perfect man was created, Yeshua HaMashiach, the Son of Yahweh. He has lived a perfect life and became the perfect atonement for our sins, and we thank you for him, for you considering and thinking that we know that we needed a Savior, and you knew that, and you brought him into this world that we might be saved from your wrath against those who don't receive him as their Savior. So, Father, as we come before you with this few minutes this morning, we just ask you to touch the hearts of those who need to come into this particular little church, the remnant church, the one that believes in all the commandments of Yahweh. We believe that his name is Yahweh, that your name, Father, is Yahweh, and not God. God is not a name, it's a title. It's connected to other idols and things that are not good and they're corrupt. And that is not you, Father. Your word is perfect. You are perfect, and you are spirit, and you are love. And your name is not God, it's Yahweh. I'm proclaiming that today, that all these folks that hear this message will say, you are Yahweh, and you are my Father, and you have created and brought into this country and this world your Son, Yeshua HaMashiach, through the Holy Spirit power upon Mary, the little virgin child, a baby woman that was brought into this world. She brought this baby, Jesus, Yeshua HaMashiach, with a great power and a loving in her heart. She accepted it. She didn't doubt. She believed everything you told her. Oh, what a blessed woman Mary was and is. She remains and considered all the days of our lives. She will always be mentioned as the mother of Yeshua HaMashiach. So, Father, as we come before you, let our words be truth. Let nothing be spoken in error, but may you correct me if I have spoken anything that is not correct. May you strike my fingers that they be crippled if I am not correct about something that I've told these people, Father. I yield my body as a sacrifice to give truth to the people of this country. Help me in these areas of life, Father. Help me touch these hearts. Help these people open up their hearts and remember there is a better way than where they're at. Their life there is dependent upon not preachers, but upon the word of Yahweh. So let us study on your word today, Father. We ask this all in Yeshua's holy name. Amen. Well, one of my favorite scriptures that I like to bring to you today is this one right here. If you confess with your mouth, Yeshua HaMashiach, you believe in your heart that Yahweh, the Father, raised him from the dead, you shall be saved from the wrath of Yahweh coming on the ungodly. And I added that a little bit to last because a lot of you don't understand what you're saved from. Yeah, you're saved from the wrath of Yahweh. It's coming on those who do not believe upon his Son, Yeshua HaMashiach. The only way out of this world is through the door, the way, the truth, and life, Yeshua HaMashiach. Oh, blessed is his name, blessed is he, the Son of Yahweh. So that is a good scripture, and that's something you should always try to remember, some of these scriptures. You know, the word of Yahweh is your defense against the devil. When the devil comes against you, you should always say this, just like Yeshua. Devil, it is written, you shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of Yahweh. Anytime you have a battle against some evil or some demonic system, and you know that it's wrong, and you want to use power of heaven and the word, just use it that way. Say, devil, it's written, I'll resist you, then you have to flee from me, so be gone. And use your power of these words. Don't let the devil push you around. Use the word of Yahweh as Yeshua did. It is written. It is written. It is also written in the scriptures that we overcome, the remnant church will overcome Satan, the devil, by the blood of the Lamb, Yeshua HaMashiach, and by the word of our testimony, that he is our kinsman, redeemer, our Savior, our Lord, Master. And they love not their lives. We did not never love our lives unto the death. We give our lives for the truth. And so again, we want to make sure that we follow the ways of Yahweh and we don't stumble around in the dark, but that we walk in the power of his light, the power of his goodness, and the power of his truth. I want to invite you right now, actually, to invite you to become a child of Yahweh. The only thing you have to do is recognize, first of all, that you've done wrong and that you have a little conscience that's saying, you know, you're still hanging on to that wrong that you did. I think it's time we get that off your chest and put it in the devil's bin down there where he gave it to you and throw it back at him and let him keep it in the abyss. And so just say, Father, I know what I did. You know what I did. So I want to get that off my record. You know, we all have a record in heaven. We all have a place where it's all written down, all the good and the bad we've done. So we want to make sure that we don't do bad. We always want to do good. So we need to remember that the record is in heaven. And we just want to say, Father, because I know you have a record of my life, I want to confess that sin right now. And I want to say, forgive me. I claim the blood of Yeshua HaMashiach for my healing and the taking away of that sin that I committed. And I do that in faith, believing that it's been done. So those are things that are powerful in your life. Use them. Yahweh gives you power, and his power is in his word. So we'll make sure that when life comes at you and you're having issues, and I know we all do, some way or another, don't yield to the weakness of the flesh. Yield to the power of your spirit, the spirit that's given you from Yahweh, from above, to fight the problems you have on earth and against the devil himself. One other scripture, too, that I love is that Yahweh is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. Now, we know that, you know, as I said, Yahweh is also love. He's a spirit. In other words, Yeshua, when he came to the earth, he represented who his Father was, who our Creator was, our Father, too, in heaven, how he was and who he is. He's a loving, gracious, but he's also a very righteous and judge of the earth, and he will judge all those whose lives are not conducive to his own words that are written in your Bibles. So we must turn to his word and believe it and obey it. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Believe me, folks, better than sacrifice. Another great scripture that I love comes out of Job's book, the first chapter there, right at the end, I think, chapter 1, verse 30 or something like that. It's right there at the end. And at the beginning of chapter 2 there, he said, naked I came out of my mother's womb, and naked I shall return there. Yahweh gives, and Yahweh takes away. Blessed be the name of Yahweh. I love that scripture. I've always loved that scripture. That scripture has been coded in my heart for years and years. I love it, and I love Job because, you know, his wife said, why don't you just curse Yahweh and go on with your life? And he says, woman, foolish woman. Oh, no. Should we not just endure the bad while we endure the good, too? Yeah, I mean, we, folks, our lives, even though we're Christians based on our faith in Yeshua, doesn't mean that our life is going to be pure and sweet. Because if you're a real, true a saint of Yahweh, when if you stand out for Yahweh and for Yeshua, and you see things that are not right, and you make an effort to straighten them out, you're going to find, you're going to get some flack. And it's not going to feel good. But your spirit in you is going to say, I did the right thing. And I know Yahweh approves of that. And he appreciates that you stood up for the right, for to defend someone maybe that did something and innocently and didn't mean to do it or whatever, you know. But these things are all important to Yahweh. He loves you. He loves what you do for Him in His name, in the name of His Son, Yeshua. So those are good. You know, when Job said, "Naked I came out of my mama's womb, and naked I shall return there," remember, we're all made of dirt from the earth. I mean, we are earthly people made with a carnal spirit, which means we will never get into the heavenly realm if we don't ever recognize that somewhere along the way we are carnal and we have sinned tremendously and we need a Redeemer Savior to save us, and that Redeemer is Yeshua Messiah. So if you want to get right with Yahweh and be a written down as a reservation in heaven, my suggestion is call upon the name of Yahweh. Say, "Father Yahweh, forgive me. I have sinned so many times. I can't even keep a record of it. I know you have the record. I'm asking you today, wash away that record of sin by the precious blood of your Son, Yeshua Messiah. I claim him as my Savior, my Redeemer, kinsman. I claim him as my brother and as my friend. And I thank you, Father, that you've done this great work in my life to your glory." So there again, these things are so good. Listen, this is a church at Texas. I love you so much. I don't even know what to say because I don't know how to connect with you without you coming over and us meeting face to face and checking our spirits with one another. You know, we're all to examine each spirit to see if they're real or not. And that's the only way you're going to ever know. You can listen to this broadcast the rest of your life and never come over here, and you may miss the greatest opportunity if you enter into the truth of Yahweh's Word. So I'm just inviting you today, come to the church in Texas one time and check it out. Now, this is not a normal church, folks. This is a regular church that believes in Yahweh and in Yeshua. We believe in the things that He's written. And we don't stand and preach to you. We don't tell you you're a sinner. You already know you're a sinner. All you need to know is how to get that cleansing sin out of your life. And also you need to know how to correct your life and start following the ways of Yahweh. And that's what we all need to do. We all have to do that. So today is the day of your salvation. Don't harden your heart and say, "No, I'm not a sinner." Or don't say, "No, I'll do it tomorrow." No, tomorrow may never come, folks. Many, many people go out of this world so fast every day. So many people unwittingly go out of this world. Children, babies, little kids. I mean, people who are accountable for their sins that know right from wrong and don't do right, and they're stuck there and they've gotten out of this world hoping that one day they would say, "I'll change my life." They never had the chance. You got to make that decision today while you're still breathing, while you have the breath of life and the spirit of life in you. Because when that old body dies, the spirit of your life goes back to Yahweh, and that's it. Now, you have no repercussions. You can never do anything other than say, "This is my life. It's written in heaven as that. I didn't have time to ask Yahweh to forgive me, and now I'm stuck with what I have." So don't get stuck in this situation. Free yourself from sin and death and the hell and rise from the grave when Yeshua calls you up and comes into the reservation of your place in heaven. And do that today. Don't wait. Do not wait. Do it today. Ask Yeshua into your heart. Say, "I accept you, my friend, my brother, my kinsman, Redeemer. Thank you for being there to save my soul in the day of my calamity." So I'm asking you today, come over, visit. Find out if you're a part of the remnant church or you're a part of the bigger church that has a corrupt seed growing in it. Don't let that happen to you. I mean, I know this sounds very severe, but folks, I'm concerned about all of our souls. And I don't bring this to hurt you. I bring it to help you. So please consider these things as I read them and say these things to you. I consider them in your heart. Ponder on them like Mary did when they told her she was going to have a baby without a man. And that's the work of Yahweh. Yahweh's incredible. But you've got to give Him the opportunity to work in your life. And you can't do that with sin abounding in your life. So come free today. Accept Him as your Savior, Yeshua Messiah, and claim the victory Yeshua has given you to the glory of our Father Yahweh. All right, we're still here. Call us at 972-449-3491 if you'd like to talk, want prayers. We don't ask you for money, folks. We don't need your doggone money. We need your soul to be right with Yahweh. That's all we're here for. I'll go out and work till my fingers go to the bone to pay for these things to help you get to where you belong. So come and be a part of this great movement that's coming out of the big churches that's finding out that the truth is in the remnant church.